control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, of course, is 800-259-9231. And as always, you are invited to bring up, well, whatever you'd like. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And as always, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Well, our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive with the show in various different ways. But the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So you see the stuff there on the main page was all added by listeners like you and voted on by listeners like you. It's a vote that actually counts. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com or excuse me, not vote.freetalk. No, don't go there, as a matter of fact. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive with our various different features. The vote thing we used to do a long time ago, we don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, you're just, your brain's pulling out some old information.
Yeah, that's right. So freetalklive.com, get interactive. It's free, unlike those other big talk shows out there that want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. You'll probably find more for free on our site than you'll find behind their paywalls. Go see for yourself, freetalklive.com. So, tonight, I wanted to cover something that we mentioned last night, but we didn't get a chance to get to. Last night, there was a news story that we did share about the Girl Scouts. Another Girl Scout, a couple of Girl Scouts have been attacked by the government or threatened with an attack by the government. Because that's what the government does, is they, you know, they threaten people, and then they will attack you if you don't do what they... Generally, they will attack you if you don't do as they demand. In this case, though, the heroic Girl Scouts, a 14-year-old and 16-year-old and their mother, decided to stand firm. They were selling cookies in their front yard from a stand of some sort. They were successfully selling those cookies. And
wow, have you ever heard of an unsuccessful Girl Scout cookie operation? I mean, they'd have to set
up hear about it?
In a field.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could not be successful selling Girl Scout cookies.
Right,
with
so,
with the authority of the little green uniform that they've got and the delicious cookies, plus mom standing there kind of leering at any, you know, looking at anyone sideways who might walk by and not buy cookies. It's a strong social and stomach-driven sort of situation.
Absolutely. Although, unfortunately, in this case, some busybody neighbor decided that he or she did not like the Girl Scouts and lodged a complaint with the local city government. I believe this was in the St. Louis area. And so the city government decided to send a threatening letter to mom and to let her know that if she did not cease and desist with the selling of these Girl Scout cookies from their front yard, that they would possibly bring a court action against her, municipal court summons of some sort, which means that if she didn't go to court, they would come and send men with guns after her. And
there it goes, yeah.
Yep, and if she didn't pay the fine, that they would likely put her in a cage.
Because, you know, people don't like to hear it generally, but George Washington's quoted as saying something to the effect of, and I don't have the quote right in front of me, but government is not eloquence. It is not, it's nothing but force. It is like fire. It is a terrible, it's a dangerous slave and a terrible master. So, you know, that's what government is. Government is force. It's the threat of throwing somebody in a cage, and if they don't want to go, they'll taser them or shoot them or whatever they'll do.
And normally when those threats are lodged, in this case, or in most cases, people will obey. They will dutifully put their head down and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you caught me, oh darn. And they'll just go ahead and go along with whatever it is that the state asks. In this case, they didn't. Mom stood strong with her daughters, and she said, screw you. Well, I don't know if she said that, but effectively that was her message to the state. We're going to continue selling our Girl Scout cookies. What are you going to do about it? So she actually did continue on, and they continued to sell out their entire stock, wrapped up their operation for the year, and they're done. Whether the city will actually follow through on their threat to come after them remains to be seen. As of this point, they have not done so. And she will continue to sell more Girl Scout cookies next year as well.
She's got a five-year-old.
We talked in detail last night about how heroic that is and how I wish that more people would do those things, would refuse to obey when the government demands ludicrous things like this.
It's certainly dangerous.
You should be able to do business from your property, if it is indeed your property. A group of people calling themselves city councilors, sitting in a room somewhere that you probably don't even know these people, deciding for you that you can't do business on your property? I think that's an insult to the idea of human freedom. And so I would like to encourage more people to do so. And there's a gentleman over at LouRockwell.com who's written up a neat little piece called American Fear, which I think really encapsulates this discussion that we're having in general about people being so cowardly, so docile and so obedient to this governmental system that we have. So Don writes, whether they realize it or not, Americans live in a constant state of fear every day. Now, I'm not referring to the fears of everyday life like losing a job or having an accident of some kind, but rather a more sinister and devious fear. A fear that Americans only dare talk about around the water cooler or at cocktail parties so as not to be taken seriously. A fear they try to mask with a whimsical tone of sarcasm or indifference. Whether Americans want to admit it or not, it's the single greatest fear in their lives. Fear of the government. I don't know, it might be right behind fear of death. But then again, government can bring death, so it's certainly...
I don't think people even consider government to be a fear, generally. They don't even think of it that way. They follow the rules that they follow, because in many cases, these rules are relatively good rules. I mean, you need speed limits. Admittedly, the government's speed limits are, say, too low, and they've got, you know, they're sort of enforced in an arbitrary fashion so that they can get a bunch of money out of you to do it. But, we need systems, codified systems, to prevent people from, say, hurting each other, or not prevent them, but punish people that hurt each other, things like that.
No, you don't. You don't need tomes and tomes of laws to do that. All you need is do no harm and honor your agreements.
Yeah, there should ought to be some specifics in certain instances. Also, there's some harm that's greater than others, so you need to, you know...
Each case should be taken on an individual basis. You don't need to have a bunch of laws for that, Mark. In fact, when you create laws for those things, it actually inevitably creates loopholes and situations wherein the law doesn't really apply very accurately, and things get very confusing. So, right about now, there are those saying to themselves, well, Don Cooper's a drunk, to which I reply, what's that got to do with it? Maybe more people should drink if that's what it takes to sober up and confront what they're really afraid of. In their defense, I'll admit that reality is scary. No argument that living in a delusion is warmer, safer, cozier, and easier. Pretending is always more fun than reality. That's why we go to the movies. But fear of the government is a fear that invades a person's soul. And since the government intervenes in every aspect of our lives, it affects every move we make every day. Fear of the government is hard to recognize and acknowledge. And I think this ties into what you're saying, Mark. They may not be aware that that's what they're really afraid of. It's a fear that we're taught early on in life and to which we become accustomed. We inevitably end up tucking it away in the far reaches of our minds in order to function normally every day and live our lives. But just as a car backfiring will trigger a sense of fear from a shell-shocked veteran, so too can the state trigger that sense of fear that they've instilled in us. One need only ask, when you see a cop in your rearview mirror with his lights on, do you feel a sense of safety and comfort? Or do you get a shot of adrenaline from your body's fight-or-flight reflex? What about you, Mark?
I think most Americans would say those little blue lights in the rearview mirrors scare people.
I'd say with that one question, Don has nailed it. And that's a question that we've asked before on this program. Because if the police are really there to protect you, as they claim to be, then you should feel just peachy when the police pull. Well, hello there, officer. Thank you so much for pulling me over today. How can I be of assistance? Well, but that doesn't happen because you know in somewhere back there that these people could hurt you, that they're likely going to aggress against you, and that they're going to at the very least take money from you.
Well, you know, nobody wants to be bad, right? And the idea is that you go faster than the speed limit, you're bad.
That's nonsense.
I think that the speed limits are artificially low. I tend to believe that. Also, I think
if you're driving unsafely, you're bad. But driving above the speed limit is clearly not unsafe, as millions of Americans do it every day.
Yeah,
safely.
They do. It's amazing. They're out on there on the interstate. The speed limit's 70. They're going 85. And, you know, somehow or another, we all seem to function that way. There are places where speed limits, have been higher than this. And, well, you know, you don't want to be in an accident on the interstate at going 90 miles an hour or whatever it is. 90 seems high to me.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't get in accidents on the interstate. Most accidents are where cars cross paths.
Parking lots.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So how afraid are you of the government? And do you ever think there's going to be something you'll do about it? Or you just cower your whole life and be obedient and do whatever it is they tell you to do? We'll continue exploring the idea here in a moment. Also, we'd love to take your thoughts. You can also bring up anything you'd like. It is a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's this SACL CAI toll free line. And what is SACL CAI anyway, Mark?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other companies. Most people didn't get into their business in order to do collections and send people bills and things like that. SACL CAI will handle that. They're also a big supporter of Free Talk Live, have been for years. Go see their banner at freetalklive.com. Stop one of the the right-hand side of the page. SACL, C-A-I.
We're talking about fear. We'll take your calls here in just a moment, but I think Don Cooper here from LouRockwell.com has a few more provocative questions to ask.
Certainly provocative. I've got to say that about this.
I completely agree with his perspective here. The reason why most people go along with what the government demands is because they're afraid. It's not because they agree with the state, because everybody's got their disagreements.
Indeed, they have disagreements, but that doesn't mean they disagree with the state entirely.
I think there are a few people, Mark, that are statists and that they believe in the system so thoroughly that they don't mind being abused by it because they've told themselves a story that it's okay and that this is what the price we have to pay for freedom, whatever the kind of contradictory statement they're making to justify going along with this criminal enterprise. So there are certain, I'm not saying everybody thinks this way, but most people, I believe, are acting out of fear when they're responding to what the state does. So to prove it, he says, you know, when you see a cop in your rearview mirror, how do you feel? Do you feel a sense of safety and comfort, or do you get a shot of adrenaline from your body's fight or flight response? Do you immediately start asking yourself what he could possibly pull you over for, other than the fact that he was abused as a child, bullied at school, and his mother didn't love him, and now he's going to whittle away?
Talk about provocative. I mean, this guy's, you know, talking about people he's never even met.
And now he's going to whittle away at that chip on his shoulder by abusing you as you search for your proof of government permission to drive. Well, Mark, I mean, I understand you're standing up in that case to defend the other side, but it's true in a lot of cases.
Don't know what's true.
We've talked to police officers. Yes, I do know, because I've talked to police officers and a former police trainer that will tell you.
They have been beat up in school?
That they will tell you that the quality of the police recruits continues to go down, and that many of these people are badge heavies who were likely abused as children or were bullied in school and are now getting, you know, or they were the bullies and now they're kind of paying people back. I mean, that's not an uncommon story.
I will certainly say that there's probably too many positions for police officers, and what that results in is some people that would otherwise not have been police officers being them, that perhaps, you know, don't fit the psychological profile that would be best for the job.
As you search for your proof of government permission to drive, i.e. your license, and your government permission to own the car, i.e. your registration, and your proof of government mandated insurance, unless you're in New Hampshire, where you don't have that, do you do so calmly and with a smile on your face and with a gleeful anticipation of speaking with someone who gives himself to serve and protect you or gives of himself to serve and protect you? Or do you do so nervously, fumbling through your papers, hoping everything's up to date and acceptable to him for fear of being detained for whatever reason and having it affect your job, your family, and every aspect of your life?
I don't think most people imagine that they're going to be thrown in the back of the police car when they have an encounter with a police officer on the road.
Well, if you're driving while suspended, there's a good chance that you could be arrested for that.
Well, it's true, but who knows? You know, many people arrested for driving for suspended don't even know that their license is suspended.
That's what I'm telling you.
But you know, nobody imagines that's also because they don't know. They don't imagine that's going to happen to them.
Well, I don't know what they imagine, Mark. Different people are different. And when it's all over, do you feel glad that it happened, or are you just glad it's over? Later that evening, do you recount the story to others with a sense of pride, or do you do so with a sharp tongue and kick yourself for all the things you wish you would have had the presence of mind to say at the time but didn't? Do you feel happy?
Oh, because smart answers to cops is a good idea.
I don't think he was suggesting smart answers. Maybe questions would be appropriate. In fact, if you're answering questions, you're losing. Answering the police's questions is not generally a very good idea because typically you'll answer yourself right into a ticket or answer yourself into being arrested for
something. I think attorneys would agree with that.
Do you feel happy that you have to pay $150 to the government because you are driving down the street faster than the government allows you to? Or are you angry that you got caught? And in the end, do you send the money to the government even though you don't agree with it? Even though you feel it's unfair to have to pay so much money, yet you've harmed no one?
Well, it's always a pain to go and try to. If something didn't go the way you expected it to, and you want and you believe that there's a more just outcome, it's a pain to go to court and try to sort these things out. Most of the time, it's not worth the money that they're extracting from you in order to do it. You go someplace, you pay for the parking, you miss a day of work. You know, it's a pain to fight that.
Of course you do. And why? Because you're afraid of what the government will do to you if you don't. In the end, you'll retreat back into your cubbyhole of delusion in order to justify paying the fine by convincing yourself that what you did was wrong, the government was right, and you deserve the punishment. And my favorite delusional argument from those still attached to the Matrix is that they pay their taxes voluntarily. To these people, I ask, when you do your tax returns, do you take as many deductions as the government will allow you? Of course, the answer is always yes. Well, then I ask them that if they could take enough deductions such that their tax liability was zero, would they do so? Again, not surprisingly, the answer is yes. I then ask them, if their preference is to pay zero taxes, then why don't they simply refuse to pay taxes? Inevitably, that's where their train of thought always runs out of track. Of course, everyone knows the answer. It's because they're afraid of what the government will do to them.
It's a realistic fear.
I challenge everyone to ask themselves, when was the last time you even thought about the possibility you might be robbed, your house broken into, or shot at? Can you remember? Now ask yourself, when was the last time you were afraid of doing something that could be deemed illegal by the government, and for which you could be fined, detained, or arrested? Something like not wearing a seatbelt, speeding, making a U-turn, going through a yellow light, not crossing the street at the crosswalk, riding a bike on the sidewalk, forgetting your license at home, taking too many deductions on your taxes, talking on your phone while driving, not allowing strangers to touch you or your child at the airport, cutting down a tree or on your own property, owning and transporting a gun, collecting rainwater, and the list goes on.
I would like to read that George Washington quote here real quick if I could.
Sure.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Hey, you can have whatever you want to say about what we've got to say. Tell it to George Washington.
I would wager the answer is, as far as you thinking about what you can't do regarding the government, daily. The first word out of everybody's mouth when asked a normal, completely benign question these days is, well, legally, it's first and foremost on our minds, and why wouldn't it be? There are 76,000 pages to just the Federal Register alone. Some argue that everyone commits at least 3 felonies every single day, probably without even knowing it.
I've heard that. It's hard for me to imagine.
Ignorance is a dangerous thing, and it must be stopped in our lifetime before it kills somebody. At the end of the day, all government mandates are enforced at the end of a barrel of a gun. And that's a paraphrase of a Chairman Mao quote, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe the quote is, government power grows out of the barrel of a gun.
It's the truth.
Yep, and that scares the hell out of everyone, as it should. But if we truly believe that we are free, then we have to start acting like it. It's time we cared about something bigger than ourselves. It's time we stopped living our lives in fear. Having said all that, I'm not holding my breath. It's proved to be difficult to convince people that freedom is more important than the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And that, he says, is why he drinks. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I see here that Don Cooper is a Florida native, so I presume that means he still lives in Florida. Hey, Don, and everybody else out there that's willing to stand up for freedom, you need to get together with other people of a like mindset. We'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a perfect opportunity to do that. But specifically, I want to hear from you. How afraid are you? Are you willing to actually do as the mom did with her 2 Girl Scout daughters and stand up against the diktats of the state? Stand up for freedom, or are you just going to cower for the rest of your lives? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once all almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95, available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's cha-ching-wisdom.com. cha-chingwisdom.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You take control. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us features, by the way, including our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, all of the above if you'd like. They're all completely free. news.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any prescription medications? Are you getting your medications at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your prescription medications at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. All of these medications are tested. They are the real thing. No counterfeits. Their customer service is awesome. I've gone through the process. I've been to their offices, and I think that you'll be happy with them. Also, you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether you're on Netia, Nexium, Lipitor, Abilify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Talking about the state of American fear, it's something that is, according to Don Cooper, and I completely agree with him over at lourockwell.com, it's something that almost all Americans suffer from. At some level, you're afraid of what the government might do to you. And that's not to say that you want to go out and hurt people, that you want to go out and, you know, kill somebody or burn a building down or do something horrifying and it's only the government that's stopping you. No, no, I'm talking about the reason why you won't run a red light or the reason why, and I mean in a safe manner.
Yeah, I'm not saying
like when there's no one coming. Like when there's no one coming the other direction.
Yeah.
The reason why you won't cross unless the crosswalk indicator is indicating correctly, or that you will you always feel like you have to cross at the crosswalk or whatever. Just so nonsense that
or keep
that,
your money I mean, I think that's the biggest one when it comes down to it. If you think you're free, then why don't you keep the money you worked for and that you earned?
Yeah, and why don't you decide who to give it to and who to, you know, how to spend it?
Everybody knows that charities are far more efficient than the government. I mean, if it's really about taking care of people, we can do that.
Yeah, so let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts on fear. Or whatever you want. You can also take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. We'll start things out with Roger, listening to KGOE in California. Hello, Roger.
Hey, gentlemen. I admire what you're doing. I learned a long time ago that if you think you own something, quit paying taxes on it. If you think you're free, walk out there without any money. And the only time they really tell you the truth in this country is when they say you're under arrest.
Yep.
And that's the truth. And I'll tell you why you're seeing more and more people shooting police, because they've made the jail so horrible. They're so Orwellian. You know, I'm an old man now, but I was a kid. I was a pretty wild kid. Then jail wasn't such a bad place. But now it's a psychological mind cluster, you know.
Mm. And that, sir.
I am afraid because I am old and because I don't like being handled, handcuffed behind my back and put into a dormitory with 80 or 90 wild-ass kids who don't really care. They don't know what they're doing, you know.
Well, yeah, and they're not afraid to put old people in jail either.
Yeah,
I mean, in
general, it's all drugs. They're drugged. It's America has become Orwell couldn't have dreamed it up any better, man. He couldn't have.
You nailed it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's
I
even
just saw
creepier.
A video of an 80-year-old man getting thrown to the pavement by an officer because he
really?
Was, while he was talking to him, he touched the man, the officer's shoulder. And it didn't seem like it was in such a very provocative way. It just, you know, the guy was certainly animated. It wasn't like he was poking him in his chest or anything like that. The officer threw him to the ground and handcuffed him. It broke
wow.
like four of his ribs. It was terrible.
Let's continue and talk to Joe, listening to WGMD in Delaware. On the FM band. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, guys.
Indeed, sir. Go ahead
anyway,
with your thoughts.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Listen, you know what? Delaware is one of the states where we really got a lot to worry about, because not only do we have so many laws and restrictions, but we have DNREC here who has the power of regulatory authority. They can make up any law they want, okay? They don't have to go through the legislature. They don't even have to go through the governor.
DNREC, what does that stand for?
Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
I see.
Okay, and now we're the only state, in, as far as I'm concerned, and maybe in the country, that has where DNREC has regulatory authority. That means they can make up their own rules, make up their own laws, make up their own regulations. The only thing that's required of them is they have to have two public meetings, and they can have an outcry about it. They might not like it. But the secretary for DNREC can say, okay, well, you might not like it. Okay, legislators. Okay, governor, I'm going to pass it. They've passed so many laws through this regulatory power that they have. It is totally ridiculous. I'm going to give you an example. I'm a commercial fisherman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go out in the bay, and every time these guys come up to us, it's like we're being treated like criminals all the time, and we might not make any no mistakes. They board us. They check our fish. They do this. They search everything.
It really is crazy if you think about it. I mean, the Constitution says that you're supposed to be protected, you know, from unreasonable search and seizure. But if you're out there as a commercial fisherman or as a commercial truck driver, as a commercial anything, these people just come right into your property, and they do whatever they want.
Well, they consider it reasonable.
Yeah,
well, you know what? There's a law. There's a Delaware law, and I read the Delaware law. They have got to have probable cause that you broke a law in that section or thing to come on your boat. Now, if they come on your boat one day, they come on, and the same guy comes on your boat the second day, then you get checked when you're out. You know, you have nets in the bay, and you get checked again by the same person. You know, it almost gets to the point of where it's harassment, and they don't even measure the fish. They're looking for something illegal, like they're treating you like a criminal, and you're not even a criminal.
That's right.
But the bad thing is the regulatory authority that's given to DNREC needs to be taken away. I mean, I've talked to lawyers in the state, I've talked to lawmakers, I've talked to representatives, and they've tried to get bills to take this regulatory authority from DNREC, and they just can't do it. They're becoming so powerful in the state of Delaware that, you know, what they say goes.
That's scary stuff, man. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And it's not uncommon. He said it was the only state with that. I don't believe that's true at all. Certainly there are federal government regulatory agencies.
There might be something special or superlative about this organization. I don't know. But
it's not uncommon for government bureaucracies to be able to write their own rules without having to go through any kind of legislative session.
Right. You know, Congress didn't decide what could go on planes and what couldn't go on planes. The TSA did.
Right. Exactly. And there are plenty of examples of that where professional bureaucrats...
I mean, how is it that Americans have to follow the rules set up by these governmental organizations that aren't even authorized by the Constitution? The highest law in the land says that any power that is not delegated to it by the Constitution is delegated to the states and the people respectively. But it goes ahead and does all kinds of things that aren't specifically laid out in the Constitution, therefore are unconstitutional, and if you break their rules, they'll give you a fine. They're
and
not going to take you
pay.
To court. Right. They're not going to take you to court for the fine because it's not a law. So if you don't pay, what are they going to do? Who knows? I
well, that's
say
a good question. They could do whatever they wanted to, right? I mean, maybe you can call their bluff and find out that they won't do anything.
If you're in business, they'll run you out of business every single time.
They'll pull your license. You've asked permission. See, this is one of the problems, right? Americans, by and large, will ask permission from the government before they'll go and do business, which means the government holds a license over their head at that point. And if the government people want to pull their license for whatever arbitrary reason, then they pull their license, and then people feel like they can't do business anymore. Well, don't ask for the license in the first place. Oh, but I can't do that.
They'll shut you down.
They will send men with guns to shut you down.
Well, they're not activists, Ian. They're people that are trying to make a living.
Right.
And
well, unfortunately,
economy,
by doing that, by cowering, by begging, they have put us in this situation. They and everybody else, all of us, are responsible for this. For every bit of obedience that we show to the government, we've all put ourselves in this position by allowing people to control us like this, by accepting the idea that one would have to beg some bureaucrat for permission to do a business, to create a product or offer a service to the marketplace. A completely voluntary interaction. The idea that you would have to beg for that, that you would have to shell out cash to some agency so they don't send men with guns to shut you down, that you can think that on one hand, and on the other hand, think to yourself that this is in any way a free country, it's ludicrous. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the price we pay for freedom. It's the price we pay to live in a society.
How can you pay tyranny for freedom?
Yeah, we're coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another. It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. And, of course, you can join us again over at freetalklive.com, get interactive in various different ways. But join us on the phones here at 800-259-9231. We're talking about American fear and how it is that most people in America have been made into docile, obedient serfs, and that we'll just go along with whatever it is the government says, begrudgingly in many cases. Oh, doggone it. Remember, Mark, when the whole health care thing was coming about, the Obamacare, and there was much discussion about that on talk radio, and
sure,
people would call us, and they would rail against it. Darn that Obama, he's bringing in that socialized health care. And, of course, it's true. I mean, it is moving towards more socialization of the health care system.
Certainly more government control.
Of course, the system already is mostly social. Socialized system, and given that government controls the majority of the dollars spent.
More than 50 cents on every healthcare dollar spent by the government.
Which is one of the reasons why healthcare sucks so bad, because the government is very highly regulating that that business. But people would come on the air, doggone that Obama, and how dare he, and this is terrible, and needs to be stopped. Well, okay. My question was, if it goes through, and it has, right? If it goes through, then are you going to disobey? Are you going to refuse to pay? I mean, you sound like you feel real strongly about this. Surely those strong feelings of yours will turn into strong action, right? Oh, no, said one guy when he called in. Oh, no, it'll be the law. I'll just go along with it at that point. Yeah, I'll hate it, and I'll hate myself for going along with it, but I'm too scared to do it. I mean, he didn't say that. He didn't say I'm too scared, but that's essentially what he's saying. Because he won't refuse to obey, he won't refuse to pay into something with which he has a fundamental disagreement, a fundamental issue with, but not fundamental enough to take a risk, not fundamental enough to actually make a stand for liberty. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. At what point has the government gone too far? 76,000 pages of in the Federal Register alone, according to LouRockwell.com.
Yeah, nobody could read all the laws that pertain to them in these United States from a geographic standpoint in two lifetimes. You couldn't do it.
Yeah. How far is too far for you? How many more regulations will it take? How much more control? How many more taxes before you finally decide you've had enough and that you don't care about the fear anymore? That you're not worried anymore about what might happen, that your only concern is for the future of your family and your friends and liberty, and that you're willing to actually take a risk to make sure those things can move on into the future, unencumbered or less encumbered. 1-800-259-9231. We continue. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves, and we go to Sean listening in Arizona. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Sean? Hey, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. You're talking to a man who is has not been afraid of the U.S. government for many, many years. Ever since I was a prisoner in Laos, which we were never there, for 5.5 months, they haven't been able to intimidate me into hardly anything.
Really?
Yeah. The last time that a cop stopped me and wanted to check my truck out, I made him stop and call his boss to get a warrant with my name on it, with the items that they wanted to check for, and I wasn't even in my home state at the time. I was just traveling through.
Wow. Were you a professional driver?
No.
Oh, you were just driving for leisure?
I had my pickup truck and a camper behind me.
Interesting. So what happened? Did they get the warrant, or did they let you go?
After about 2.5 hours of sitting there arguing back and forth with me about what I ought to do and how I ought to cooperate and this, that, and the other, they finally let me go.
Nice. So he never did get the warrant?
No.
Yeah, it would be hard. I mean, what's his probable cause? Just at this point, basically anybody who has a motor home, RV, or camper, you know, is subject to search. They just don't like them because they know that I assume drug dealers use them. I don't know anything about the drug dealing business.
Well, most people don't know what you do, and that is that you can refuse a search, because if a cop asks you to search, it means he has no probable cause. He has no reason
to
search.
Exactly right.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Let's put it this way. Out of respect for the law, and I do respect the law because I feel that this is a country of laws, and that's how we can maintain some semblance of order and regulation. Out of respect for that, I try not to break too many laws, but at the same time, when laws get ridiculous, I stand up against them all the way to the Capitol if I have to.
Good on you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out and buy some crack and smoke it just because it's against the law, but it does seem like there's a lot of silly ones out there.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It bears repeating because it happens so often. If a police officer asks you to search your car, you do not have to say yes. You don't have to allow that. I know.
Even if they say, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car, I'm going to search it, I'm going to have to let you, I'm going to have to ask you to let me search the car right now.
Are you asking? Is that a question? Are you requesting to search?
Yeah, because they don't ask it in a fashion. Could I, just take a look through the car? You know, they don't say that.
No.
They don't say it that
way. They say it very authoritatively.
Yeah.
And they want you to feel like it's an order.
That's
like
what they're taught to do.
It's mandated. It's important to question these people. At the very least, even if you end up breaking and allowing them to go ahead and do whatever it is they're going to do, ask questions. Try to come to some understanding of what exactly is going on. And let these people know that you won't just allow yourself to be pushed around without at least asking questions. Like the people that go through these border checkpoints, these internal checkpoints that they've set up within 100 miles of the so-called border, these U.S. Customs/ICE checkpoints. Most people just dutifully go through there and they answer whatever questions they're asked, and they pull over when they're asked to pull over, and they let the people search when they ask them to search. But there are a handful of folks that'll go through these checkpoints, and they will refuse to answer question number one, which is, what is your citizenship? Or are you a U.S. citizen? They will refuse to answer that question, and they are allowed to go through those the checkpoints. They'll refuse to pull over to secondary. They'll refuse to allow the search. Now, in some cases, that has resulted in them getting beaten. So it's not without risk, obviously, standing up for freedom. But if no one stands up for freedom, then how can you expect to have any of it? Because these people aren't going to allow you to have freedom. They're going to take as much as they can possibly get and take as much of your money in the process as they can possibly get. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to DeWitt, listening to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Hello, DeWitt.
Well, guys, I want to know, on the other end of the country, I do fear the government. I have been imprisoned by the IRS system
and
the Justice Department. If you got the guts to go up against them, you just go ahead. I'd like to remind you, if you or let you know, that the prison statistics I have gathered are we imprison at a rate 4.5 times the rest of the world on average.
Yeah.
With exception of political prisoners, one American in 100 probably is currently in prison.
Yep.
And one in 10 Americans has supposedly already been in prison, meaning 10% of our population.
It's a crazy number.
Are ex-cons, including me, and I have 2 college degrees.
You know, it's interesting, and it's this insidious form of arms control, gun control, because it just makes perfectly good sense to people. Well, we don't want ex-cons having guns, but the fact is, if you're an ex-con who's trying to stay out of prison because you think that it's terrible, you can't own a weapon to protect yourself and your family, and people never even look at this.
DeWitt?
While I was in prison, there was a fellow prisoner who had been given 2 years because he'd never done time in prison, but he was still not supposed to have a gun, and he was caught hunting and given 2 years, most of which was spent in a county jail under tough circumstances, and then finally transferred to the federal prison camp where I would be maintained.
And how many
it's
folks?
A tough world, guys.
How many
it's
of the
a
folks?
Tough world.
Hey, DeWitt, how many of the folks in your prison there were actually people who'd harmed others?
I don't know of any.
Wow.
It was mostly business people and a lot of drug offenses, I think. And I'd say a lot of them were black guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of my roommates was a black guy. It wasn't really a room. It was about a half wall. And it was about 90-something feet for 3 of us prisoners to stay in, 90-something square feet. It's tough, guys. Y'all go ahead. If you got the guts to stand up and get...
I don't blame you, man. It's that they beat people down.
IRS,
thank you for the call tonight.
Ahead.
I appreciate
I don't
it, DeWitt.
Want any part of it.
People need to stand up, though, if they just keep bowing down. If there were more people that had the courage to stand up, then there'd be nothing they could do about it. Period.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to not file their tax returns.
I don't do it. Screw those people. I'm not going to pay for their thuggery and their violence. 800-259-9231. Hour number 2 is coming up next. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production.